In one case, the court sided with the Trump administration and upheld a rule that could cut access to birth control under the Affordable Care Act. The vote was 7-2. NPR national correspondent Sarah McCammon joins us now with more on that. Sarah, this case had to do with the Affordable Care Act requirement that employers offer birth control coverage on insurance plans and who is exempt from that rule. Tell us more about the case and today's decision.
Yeah, and if this sounds familiar, Jeremy, it's because it is far from the first time that this issue has come up. So first of all, the Obama administration early on carved out an exemption for churches and synagogues who objected to contraception, to covering contraception on religious grounds. It's not the first time the Supreme Court has heard a challenge to this rule either. You may recall the Hobby Lobby case in 2014, for example, which was very high profile and carved out some exemptions for closely held companies. The Trump administration, though, went further and carved out more exemptions for more types of employers, essentially, saying that employers can raise religious or moral objections to covering contraception for their employees. That was challenged by the states of Pennsylvania and New Jersey, but the court has said today that the Trump administration does have this authority.
So do we know how many people it could affect and what the impact will be?
Well, the Trump administration, the federal government itself, has estimated that between 70,000 and 126,000 women could lose contraceptive coverage under this policy. And we also know more broadly that under the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, more than 61 million women have already gotten birth control coverage, just to kind of put it in perspective. And these would be people who work for places like universities with religious affiliations and perhaps other employers. This carves out reproductive rights advocates say this carves out a pretty broad exemption for employers who have a religious or moral concern about providing contraceptive coverage.
This was one of the big cases people were waiting on. What kind of reaction have you seen to the ruling so far?
Well, it's as you might expect. Religious groups, anti-abortion rights groups are praising this. They say it protects the conscience of religious business owners and organizations, protects their moral objections. Groups like the ACLU and Planned Parenthood, meanwhile, say it's an infringement on reproductive rights. It's an interference, they say, with women's ability to make personal decisions about their bodies.
That is NPR national correspondent Sarah McCammon. Sarah, thank you.
Thank you.